It is good to be here with you all this first Sunday of Christmas, or the seventh day of Christmas. I'm Anna Austin Somore. I'm an associate priest at St. Mark's Cathedral. I'm a local Midwestern, a wife, a daughter, and from a huge family. This year, as Christmas has approached and is now upon us, I've been thinking a lot about traditions. Why we do them, what they mean, why they mean so much to us sometimes and so little at other times. And a part of that thinking has been walking down memory lane, wondering what I did as I grew up. My childhood was, I think, very similar to many in some ways. We would celebrate Christmas Eve at church and then have dinner with friends. My younger sister and I would go to bed that night so excited for Santa to come in the morning. We'd often wake my parents up at 4 a.m. and they'd say, "Too early, Santa hasn't arrived yet. Santa doesn't come until 6 a.m. And so we'd go back to bed and finally watch the clock until 6 a.m. Then we'd wake up, open our gifts, and pack ourselves into the car to go to Wisconsin, where all of my grandparents lived. First, we started with my dad's family, the Austin Sows. Grandma would spread a beautiful meal for us, probably worked for days, and Lauren, my little sister, and I would scarf it down as fast as possible and say, Grandpa O, put on Santa's hat. Because as soon as he put on that hat, we could go and open our gifts under the tree. Usually one of the adults at the table would say something like, "Hold your horses, give us some more time." And we'd wait, and we'd tap our fingers, and 2 minutes later, we'd say, Grandpa O, put on Santa's hat. Eventually, he would acquiesce, and we would open our gifts. We would delight in the generosity, and then we would leave and basically repeat the pattern with my mom's family. In my early 20s, we were in Eau Claire eating our Christmas lunch with the Austin Sows. And I remember being particularly grateful that year to put my feet up, to sit with my family and eat. And I was having a great time. My cousins Max and Sam, who are about 15 years my junior, came up to us and said, "Are you done? I can clear your plate. I think it's time." And I remember thinking two things. The one I said out loud is that I'm hungry. Could we just have a few more minutes to eat? The one I thought but didn't say was, "I'm an adult." It wasn't turning 18 or 21 or moving away from home for the first time. It was this moment in which I realized that I could wait through a Christmas meal, enjoy the food and my family's company without thinking about gifts, that made me realize I had arrived in adulthood. We arrive at all of our traditions, whether they're ours or someone else's, changed and the same. We're changed by life events, what's happened during the year, separations, deaths, births, marriages, job, community, and world news. And we arrive the same, delighting in that which is constant, which we can rely upon. The same in the core of our personality, and the same in that we are loved and created by God. And traditions inform this. At their best, they connect, they include, and they illuminate. At their worst, they disconnect, exclude, and obscure. Since the Christmas in which I realized I was an adult, people have died in my family, married, moved, and so my traditions have changed as well. Now I spend Christmas Day worshiping in the morning and staying in Minnesota with my parents and husband. It's low-key, and it's wonderful. At some point preparing for these 12 days of Christmas, I realized that John's words that we just read have become an essential part of the tradition for me during Christmas season. They're words that we often read on Christmas Day, and we often read on this Sunday, the first Sunday after Christmas. I like the Christmas Eve sacred stories. I like hearing about Jesus being born in a manger, the reminder that God breaks into our world in the form of an infant, in the form of the vulnerable, in the form of that which we might not notice. However, John's words have become a Christmas tradition to which I arrive, reflecting on how I am changed and how I am the same this year. John's words are poetry. They are not meant to explain. They are uttered and shared to invite us into wonder and to illuminate our lives. And as I have wondered this year, I have noticed that I bring a deep craving for hope and connection within my life and our public life that's different than last year's. The words that really grab my attention this year are, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth." In John's poetry this year, I hear and am reminded that God is always creating. God's light shines upon each and every one of us. God is living here among us. If I take that seriously, these words challenge me to look at everyone with a knowledge that they are created by God, they are loved by God, and God pitched a tent, as some translations say it, to be with them. It's not a sugary way of seeing things. It's hard. It's real. It's holy. And I believe it's countercultural. God came to be with me and with those who think differently than me and those whom I love. Often those are the same people. God came to be with those who pray differently, those who vote differently, those who sometimes drive me crazy and I often drive really crazy. God came here to be with us. In that reminder, John's words challenge me to seek the connection I am craving. God is here. I need to keep showing up. I hear gather often in community with those different than me. Worship, attend, watch plays, celebrate, listen to concerts, eat, mourn together. Be moved by communal experience. Notice God within others. I hear, listen generously to others and myself. Quiet the inner voices of immediate judgment and quick thinking. Just listen. Don't solve. Connect. Hear God within others. I hear God is with us, a reason for deep hope. John's words this day are not meant to explain. They are uttered and shared to invite each of us into wonder this Christmas season. And so I wonder how they catch your imagination. I wonder how they are illuminating your life.